This is Patrick Hart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I am Bill Snyder, your host, and it's a pleasure to bring to you today a wonderful interview with Brad Farley. Before I bring him in, let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is a passionate Christian, redeemed husband, and father to three very young children in Lexington, Kentucky. Originally an engineer, he has become the founder of two Christian-based web platforms, Baptized.life, an outbound marketing platform for visitors to find the Christian communities that fits their specific demographic, location, and scheduling needs, and also the Modern Testament, a developing platform to strengthen Christian communities through authentic life testimonies in a safe and encouraging way. Brad's life was transformed through gritty testimonies in a close community, and his passion is to make that same transformation available to people at large. His dream is to help coordinate Western Christian organizations to make an exponentially larger impact on our culture. So, Brad, thanks so much for joining me here on Young Catholics Respond. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about you leaving your career as an engineer to start doing this online Christian ministry. It's quite impressive.
Well, I got to say, part of it was by choice and part of it was of consequence, honestly. I have a background in mechanical engineering and got that in 2010 and worked for a defense contractor for a really large one for a variety of years and kind of had this fast track career and really became very full of myself, really became a person who valued money and titles and used relationships for advancement as opposed to, being genuine, if you will. And it was all about networking and moving up. And so anyway, it all kind of reached a climax in late 2015, early 2016, and ended up getting a position with a nice title and a nice salary to go along with it. With a tech startup. So me being a millennial, I thought it was, that was my rocket ship. And I had just become such a poisonous person in my professional life and my personal and professional lives there that I ended up becoming unemployed for a short time. And it was by my own consequence. And that was kind of like my rock bottom. And we'll kind of get into my personal testimony here a little bit, I'm sure pretty soon. But through that and some things that were going on in my family, it really forced me to redefine who I was. And since then, I've got, I landed with a different company where I don't do engineering, but it's a 9-to-5 that pays the bills. But I have become so impassioned, like the intro mentioned, where I now have a true relational belief in Christ. That I want to make, I want to give the platform for the stories that impacted my life and that are out there that need a place to be amplified. And so I just feel passionately enough about that I jumped both feet in and started creating the Modern Testament, and then by proxy trying a different thing with Baptized Life, Baptized.life, in a way to try to help foster the connections to get people to tell their story in Modern Testament.
That's beautiful that you've started this, and one of the things you have right on the homepage of Modern Testament that I think maybe you can talk a little bit about your personal testimony, and then also it's almost like an oxymoron. A little bit, because here you are saying right on the front of the website, studies show that social media usage worsens depression, sleep quality, and divorce rates. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to be starting this community online. And I know it's a vastly different, community. It's not a Facebook kind of community, but yeah, there's this paradox there. So maybe talk a little bit about if you want more of your personal journey, because I think that that's awesome. And then what makes this different? You know, what is the community supposed to do here online?
Well, I do think those things segue well. Growing up, I was a cultural Christian. You know, we went to church for the big holidays, and maybe like once a month. So, you know, we were more frequent than I guess we could have been. And then growing up, I grew up in a United Methodist church. And, you know, in my teens, I got confirmed. I was baptized as a baby and I got confirmed as a teen. But it was more just because that's what my friends were doing. And, you know, I was a good student. So, you know, I took the quizzes and all that kind of stuff. And that was grand. But as soon as I got to college, that all fell away. And I made a lot of really poor decisions. You know, and nothing crazy, but I'll say just your typical college experience. And always kind of believed in God, but believed that I had a better impact on my fate than anything else. And ultimately what happened, and I kind of go into this on my testimony, in my testimony on the Modern Testament, that a lot of my life became driven about proving myself, proving my value and worth to other people. And that manifested in itself in, you know, achieving, you know, good grades. And then that manifested itself into relations with, you know, different women. And then as I met my eventual wife and we were dating, I continued to try to live two lives. One with her, because I wanted to be with her and I wanted to grow a future with her. But then I still wanted to live that old college life. And, you know, there were plenty of points along the way where I would say, okay, I'm going to clean up my act now. I'm going to start living honest and right. But I was trying to do that all on my own accord, and I would fail every time. And I would further compartmentalize hidden secrets and different infidelities. And ultimately it grew to a point, like I mentioned earlier, where in the early parts of 2016, I lost my job for the first time ever in my life, you know, and I didn't know who I was. And my wife was going through some personal struggles of her own as well. And everything that I defined myself with, every metric of success that I used to judge my worth, was tanking, was falling apart. And I began reading the Bible, and this is kind of a silly reason, but I intentionally started reading it to disprove why I wanted to believe in God. Not necessarily to disprove God, but to basically make my stand and prove my anger is justified because of XYZ. And I still have a list on my phone, a notepad, where of things I don't like about the Bible. And I was tracking things, you know, starting from the very beginning in the Old Testament. And there are instances where Aaron's sons get killed for burning the wrong incense, or somebody gets zapped essentially for brushing up against the ark. And there's a variety of different stories where I was writing, you know, keeping track of them as a way to kind of say, see, God, I don't want to believe in you. And ultimately, I can't tell you what day, I can't tell you what verse, but ultimately, in the cliche fashion, as I'm actually reading the Bible cover to cover for the first time in my life, it broke me down. And that's when started having a true relationship with Jesus. I gave it all to Jesus. And so why that segues into the social platform is because so much of what we see, whether it be Facebook, whether it be advertising on TV or on the internet, it's trying to tell you how your life should be, trying to place us, you know, trying to use that as the measuring stick. What's your job title? How much do you make? What things do you own? What things should you buy from company XYZ to prove that you are worth something to somebody? And I bought into that lie for a majority of my life. And I got to say, just through the experience of coming to know Jesus truly, I feel impassioned to try to show that we can be honest with each other and we can support each other. And it does two things when that happens. One, it redefines the paradigm of what somebody's value is. And two, what I think it truly does is it changes that measuring stick in a way to where when you become honest with yourself, all the baggage that you're carrying in the darkness or the crooks of your shame, when you're brave enough to kind of fish them out little by little and in a controlled way, like we tried to make on Modern Testament, those things don't weigh you down anymore. They don't tell you who you are anymore. And so I'm trying to build this global community built on authenticity and encouragement, you know, not comment sections or any of the things that plague current social media, but I'm not wanting to build a social media platform, but just a online community, which is so different in so many ways, to really try to bolster people up instead of tearing them down.
Well, that is awesome. Brad, just having a great conversation with you. I have to take a short break here.
Sure.
And then when we come back, let's talk about all those different ways that these websites, do this, especially Modern Testament, but I know Baptized.life has got some great stuff too. So we'll come back and we'll talk about the way that this website is designed, not as a social media engine, but really, as Brad said, a community. So right back after this here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Brad Farley. He is the founder of two incredible websites, moderntestament.org and baptized.life. The first half of the interview, if you need to listen to it again, rewind it and listen to it again because it was great. He's talking about just his personal journey, but also really about how he wants to establish this online community, not social media, where people can publish their story. This is a groundbreaking thing, and I want to find out from you, Brad, more about it and sure. About how people can really get involved in this and really what is the nitty-gritty of Modern Testament.
Well, like I alluded to in the first half of the episode here, is that I had been living a life compartmentalized, now I'll get that out eventually, where I was kind of leading a double life. And I had always thought when my wife and I began having children that I always had to keep that part of my life secret, because if she knew the extent of what I was doing when I shouldn't have been doing things, that it would destroy our family and the kids would get caught in the crossfire. And that was my self-righteous cross to bear, just to keep my sins and shame secret. And it was a testimony on a particular marriage intensive site that, not ranking sins, but it was just, wow, like how a marriage survives that is just by the grace of God alone. And that was the moment of courage that I had to finally come clean to my wife and unload all of these years of secrets that I had buried and hidden for so long, and that had formed a wedge between her and I and just kind of really destroyed our relationship. So fortunately, we rebuilt that and we're stronger than ever, which is awesome. But the thing that I kind of took away from that is those testimony sites, like there's quite a bit of them out there, but there's not a whole lot of social interaction with them. And I wanted to build something where not only could the reader be inspired, but the writer could be inspired by posting their own story. And by that, I mean, when users read, say, my story, they have an option to send what we call a ripple, or you could say it's a like, in Facebook. There's no comment sections for people to kind of troll or anything like that, but they can just send that little token of affirmation. And from my end, what I see is a real-time map across states of where somebody has been impacted by my story chapter by chapter, and we call that the ripple effect. So, you know, I've got a couple, you know, say one in Alabama and another across the country or something where somebody has been impacted by my story, and I can visually see, you know, how my story might impact others. And another thing, another feature that what I really like, and I think that gets to the crux of this, is that there's a feature where you can insert biblical text into your story, say verses that really spoke to you at this time in your life or really encapsulate, you know, a particular moment. And a separate page in the Modern Testament is the entire biblical text. And as you click through these biblical verses, just by clicking on them, you'll get to see stories, you'll be linked to the stories that reference them. So now the Bible becomes, the biblical text becomes more of a living networking kind of web where you can see whatever your favorite verses are, you can see how it impacts others. And I wanted to, have more of an interaction between, you know, what we're inspired by and what other people are inspired by to kind of show common threads there. And there are other features like we have painfully simple privacy filters. So if I want to filter based on maybe my story, I only want it to be seen by men outside of a 50-mile radius of my zip code, or those who are part of groups, or maybe only outside of my groups that I belong to on the Modern Testament. There are some toggles there that make it really clear, you know, who I want to see my story and maybe some demographics of people I'm not quite comfortable airing it out to yet. So it's all about encouraging people to just be you, not the Instagram filtered you, not the Facebook brag, humble brag you. It is you as God made you and as we've fallen as man, but then unpacking that and in rising in Christ. That is my goal with Modern Testament.
That's amazing. And it's totally free for individuals to do this, right? I mean, there's nothing that inhibits, you know, an individual from signing up for this. And as some people might out there might think, you know, that they're, as you kind of alluded to, you know, looking for that sensational story, right? Or you know, whatever. And then there's other people out there that are just saying, well, my story is so not, what is my story? I don't have any story. I grew up, you know, and this is it. That's all I have. You know, what, all these people with these interesting stories, and that's great. But here's the little me that has no interesting story. What do you say to those people who want to join this?
It's, you know, I've heard that a couple of times, like, oh, that your story is great, or I've heard awesome stories from other people, but I just feel like my story is so boring. And I guess I don't take offense to that, but I almost kind of want to shake them. And if we are all made in God's image, then we all have a story to tell. And there are plenty of people who have gone through the things that you've gone through, whether they be a faith crisis like mine was, or whether they be like, how do I be a good father and, you know, fight through the mundane, you know, work week, or how do I, you know, reconcile, you know, my beliefs with some of the things that my friends are doing. This is really meant to be a social journaling platform where it's not about the sensationalized, you know, entertainment of our story. It's just about leaving your legacy, like documenting who you are, why you believe, why you've made the choices that you've made and what you've learned from them. And if you're aiming to try to sensationalize it just for the entertainment factor, then this almost really isn't the site for you. Yeah, my story is whatever, but my story was painful. I can say it now because I'm on the other side that, you know, it is what it is and I've been transformed. But if I had the chance to go back and undo what I did to not have the story, I'd probably take that 10 times out of 10. So I don't want that to be the measuring stick, like, oh, my story is so much better than yours, or, you know, that I want us, we are each a part of the ongoing ongoing story of God. And that's why I titled it the Modern Testament, that we each have our role to play. We are each the body of Christ. And if we can come together and we can start to see how God is moving through all of us, not just the ups and downs of our stories, but how he's speaking to us through his word and through our thoughts and our dilemmas and all of that, I think you could see something more profound than just a good story. You can see like an evidence of God moving in especially our culture that seems so distant from it today.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that makes everything seem so inclusive. I just want to highlight something that you have on the on your About Us page, because I think it's so important for today's culture and world, that you welcome people of all walks of life.
Yes.
You know, no matter race, gender, sexuality, demographics, life choices, you're welcome at the Modern Testament. And I think that there's no judge, you know, here. No one's judging you. No one's comparing you to something. No one has to have a certain status, certain social media status. It's just as being a real person in a online community. And how refreshing is that, you know?
I know. Man, we need that more than ever these
days. Yeah, we
right?
do.
And we've intentionally designed Modern Testament. Like I mentioned, there's no comment sections. And for this first version, there's no even direct messaging, because we don't want people to abuse that like it gets abused on so many platforms today. The only direct communication is through organized or moderated discussions when you belong to a group or, you know, that an organization hosts. So it's more meant to kind of mimic a, you know, a life group or a small group kind of topical conversation. Yeah. And it's not so much about trying to, you know, get laughs or likes on your comment. There's none of that structure in place.
Right. How beautiful is that? And I think you maybe just even, you know, segued a little bit into your next website, you know, Baptized Life, because after this, you know, after you participate in that Christian community, then you're called maybe to step into a real one, a real like physical location church.
Right.
And I think as people come out of, you know, I don't want to necessarily say come out of the shadows, but maybe so, by opening up through your testimony and opening up slowly and reading other people's stories at your own pace, and maybe some non-believers stumble in this, or maybe other people stumble in this deep in their faith, and then they realize, hey, you know what, I ought to return to church, I ought to go back. And that kind of sounds like what baptized.life is all about. But do you want to maybe just talk to us a little bit about that?
Right. Absolutely. So baptized.life is kind of scratching the other itch that I have. A transformational part of my life and my wife and I's marriage, we happen to be at the right church, the right small group with the right senior leader of the small group who referred us to the right marriage intensive, who had the right website, who had the right testimony that encouraged me to come clean and for us to go and kind of, you know, reconcile ourselves and Jesus. And I see a lot of God's divinity in that, but I also struggle to think that it's now 2018, and it is still so difficult to find real Christian community. The thing with both these platforms is I want to try to encourage people to get connected to people in real life. It's not about the Facebook friends. It's about the real friends. It's the ones you call when you're struggling. It's the ones that you lean on when you need it and that you're there for when they need you. And so what baptized.life is, it's essentially a singular global calendar of events for faith-based organizations, whether it be churches with their small groups or their congregation, you know, service times, whether it be ministries, whether it be certain nonprofit organizations or support groups like AA or anything, and try to give those organizations a platform to add events with specific parameters that make it easier for me, a visitor, to find what I need. So if I'm looking for a men's group that only meets on, you know, that meets on Wednesday mornings because that's the only free time in my schedule, and say I want it to be a Bible study, then I can put those parameters in the search and see which events have been hosted there. And it's so much, you know, you try to look on Google or you try to look on Facebook and you don't have that clarity. It's kind of a crapshoot in a way. Sure, you can find the big, you know, the bigger the church, the bigger the marketing budget, and the bigger the website. But you still have to go rummaging through either websites or church hopping to find the right community that fits exactly what you want. And I'm hoping that Baptized Life can be a tool to expedite the connection. And I think there's a lot of benefits when you do that. On the website, I mentioned, you know, members in small groups that are, you know, that are a part of a small group are 5 times more likely to stay longer than 5 years with a church, as well as 5 times. We shouldn't, in my opinion, if a church has programming, has small groups, has a particular, whatever the case may be, that should be their outreach. You'd be like, we have this that you offer, so come, or that you need. So please, you know, check us out, you know, reach out to us, get connected to this group and see if it fits what you need in life. And I think what you'll find is more genuine connections between visitors and these organizations that they're looking to serve.
Yeah. Now it's so groundbreaking and just a beautiful way to respond to this culture that's out there. I always use the title of my show two different ways. You know, Young Catholics respond to the culture. You know, this is that response to the culture that mm-hmm. we live in, and then it's also, you know, the call to action. Well, Young Catholics go respond, and I think that your platforms and your ingenuity is just unbelievable, and I hope that many of my listeners sign up, get connected to this this website, these websites, baptized.life, and then also modern testament.org. Check out both of them. They're wonderful. Brad, I want to make sure, you know, I just got about a minute left, so I want to make sure that I let you say any last stuff that I didn't ask you or whatnot. Do you have anything you want to share or say?
I guess I always like to take the opportunity to encourage people to truly put their trust in God. If you are in a spot where you've been carrying things around that's kind of nagging at you, maybe some things from your past or your things from your, you know, you're presently dealing with, and you think it's no big deal, you know, sin's power resides in the shadows. So whether it be on Modern Testament or not, you know, just find the community that you can be yourself, find the accountability, you know, partners or friends that you can be open and honest with. And that is the best way, in my estimation, to truly live a God-filled life, is by being who God made you to be and owning up to where your humanness falls short. And if you can do that in a community, however big or however small, I think you'll really start to appreciate God's grace so much more when you start sharing your true, real, non-filtered life with other people.
Well, Brad, that is such great advice, and thank you so much for being with me here today on Young Catholics Respond. It's been a pleasure to have you, and best of luck as you continue to develop these amazing platforms.
The honor's mine. Thanks so much.
All right, well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about this program or Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org. That's patchworkheart.org. Or email info@patchworkheart.org.